You know, I read recently about a guy who died at home in his bed and nobody discovered it for 2 years. I thought, how tragic that a guy was not even missed for 2 years. Can you imagine the despair in that man's heart as he was dying in bed? Nobody should ever die alone. Nobody should ever have to go through that kind of despair. Would you write this down? Community is God's answer to despair.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to improve your health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling, stay with us for this amazing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick Warren's best-selling book called The Daniel Plan. This amazing book will revolutionize the way you look at health, food, and friendships forever. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Why We Need Each Other.
Now, since 9/11, we've all been a whole lot more vigilant for each other with terrorism and things like that. But did you know that you have an enemy far more destructive than terrorists? Oh, yeah. You have a personal enemy. And he hates your guts. And he wants to defeat you. His name is Satan. And Satan wants to mess up your life. Satan wants to bring problems in your life. Satan wants to ruin your relationships. He wants to hurt you as bad as he can. Now, why would he do that? Because he can't hurt God. See, Satan, what he wants to do is he wants to hurt God, but he can't. When you can't hurt somebody, what do? You go after their children. If you couldn't get to me, you'd go after my wife or my kids. Satan can't hurt God. So what does he do? He tries to hurt God's children. And he doesn't care what it'll take, how badly you get hurt. He wants to mess you up anyway. And the moment you wake up in the morning, he's already been plotting how to get you to waste that day, to blow it with anger or worry or fear or guilt or shame or depression or any other resentment or bitterness. He'll just try to get you all messed up. I've been reading this 9/11 report from the commission. Interesting reading. But as I read it, I thought, what are the parallels here between our battle, our spiritual battle against Satan? Now listen to this. Listen to this parallel. We learned about an enemy. This is what the committee reported. Who is sophisticated, patient, disciplined, and lethal. That's exactly what the devil is. The enemy rallies broad support by redressing political grievance, but its hostility toward us and our values is limitless. And Satan's hatred of you is limitless. Its purpose is to rid the world of religious pluralism. It makes no distinction between military and civilian targets. Collateral damage is not in its lexicon. Satan doesn't care who gets hurt. He just wants to hurt. It says, we learned that we did not understand how grave this threat could be, and so we did not adjust our plans and practices to deter or defeat it. Boy, if that doesn't describe most Christians. We don't realize the war we're in, and so we don't make any plans to handle temptation. It says, now the test before us now is to sustain the unity of purpose. I could have written this stuff. Okay? The test before us is to sustain the unity of purpose and meet the challenges now confronting us. We need to design a balanced strategy for the long haul to attack terrorists while at the same time protecting ourselves against future attack. Think about that. They say, we not only have to protect ourselves, we have to go after them. And that's what it says in the Bible. The gates of hell will not prevail against us. Gates are defensive. He says, you're going after the devil, not vice versa. Now, let me tell you something. When Satan attacks you, he doesn't come in a little red costume with pointy, you know, things and a pitchfork and say, boo. How does Satan mess up your life? Through habits you can't break, the hurts that you won't let go of and you hold on to resentment, through hang-ups you can't change in your life, through problems, through circumstances, through relationships that break your heart and hurt you. And he always works around through others. And most of the Christians are defeated. They live in defeat. Why? Because we try to fight him on our own. And that's stupid. You're never going to win against the devil on your own. You need other people who will watch out for you and help you. Look at this next verse. Ecclesiastes 4:12. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. And three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. That's a small group. He says, you know, you watch out for each other. Last year, about this time, I walked across a maximum security prison yard in Northern California. 2,000 inmates in that field and in that yard, and I walked across it with no guard protecting me, no gun, no weapon, no body armor, but just myself. And I'm walking across, and I was not afraid. Why? Because I had a group of other inmates, about 30 of them, who were Christians, in front of me, behind me, and on either side of me. And if anybody wanted to get at me, they were going to have to get through these guys who had these tattoos that said, Mom and Jesus, you know? And there's no way I felt worried, because these guys were there to protect me. Now, here's my question. Is there anybody watching your backside? Anybody who's watching out for your spiritual welfare? Do you have anybody close like that? Are you in a small group where that group of guys, if you're a guy, or women, if you're a woman, who are saying, you know what, we're there when you're going through the tough time. We're not going to let you get discouraged. We're not going to let you get depressed. We're not going to let you get worried, because we're going to be here with you. If you don't have anybody like that, I pity you. You've got a big bullseye on your back for Satan. Say, here's a loner. They're not connected. They're not in a group. You know, I know this is hard to believe, but when I was young, I was a lifeguard for 3 summers. Actually, they fired me because every time I see a hand, I go, yes, I see that hand. God bless you. Yes, God bless you. Is there another? Oh, yes, many are raising their hands. God bless you. Yeah, thank you. I made that part up. But it was a lifeguard, and everybody knows you never go swimming by yourself in the ocean. You might catch a riptide or something. You never go by yourself. Did you read about this kid? He was an experienced climber. Mountain climber a couple of months ago, he's climbing a mountain, slipped and fell into a ravine, and got his arm caught. And he couldn't get out, and he would have died there because he was by himself. He thought he knew enough to go it on his own. And the only way he broke free was he had to cut his own arm off or die. Even the pros need a buddy. Would you write this down? Community is God's answer to defeat. Community is God's answer to defeat.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for joining us today for Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. Meet Joel.
I tried to lose weight. I tried to make the changes, and nothing seemed to work because it was all based on my willpower. When I started with the program, I immediately noticed changes, mainly because I wanted to be healthy. I had the tools to eat properly. I understood exercise, and I had motivation. I saw that I could get healthy finally, that I could make the changes that I tried my whole life to make.
More than 180,000 people are following the Daniel Plan to lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships. all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan.
I've lost 75 pounds and I've reached what I think is my ideal weight, where I feel healthy. In fact, I just recently competed in an Ironman triathlon competition. That's 140.6 miles of racing. When I found the Daniel Plan and its principles, I was given the tools to finally make the changes.
Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 right now. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering giving to help support this ministry.
Once again, here's Rick.
Would you write this down? Community is God's answer to defeat. Community is God's answer to defeat. And so you need other people. Some problems in our life only get solved by team tackling together. I need people to walk with me and work with me and watch out for me. Number four, I need others to wait with me and to weep with me. To wait and weep. I'm talking about they wait while I'm waiting for the bad news, and they weep when I get the bad news. I need people in me with the inevitable crises of life, the tragedies hit. I don't want to face that alone. Now, as your pastor, I especially feel this one because I see it on a daily basis. There are situations that nobody should ever have to go through alone. Nobody should ever have to wait in the hospital while a loved one is in a life or death surgery. Nobody. No woman should ever have to wait alone, waiting for the lab report back on a problem pregnancy. Nobody. Nobody should have to wait for news from a battlefield alone. Nobody should have to stand at the edge of an open grave alone. Nobody should have to wait at home alone for the coroner to come and publicly identify the body of a loved one who just died. Nobody. Nobody should have to spend the first night alone after their husband has died or wife has died. And nobody should ever have to spend the first night alone when their wife has just walked out or the husband's walked out. Now, the fact is, some of these things are going to happen to you. They're inevitable. You're going to have loved ones die. You're going to go through tragedy. You're going to get bad health news. You're going to find out one day that you are dying. And you need other people in your life. Now, only a fool would go all the way through life totally unprepared for something you know is inevitably going to happen. The time is now to build the safety net, the network of supportive friends, get it in place now, because at some point the tragedy is going to happen. You don't know when. The time to prepare is now. Now, what is God's safety net? It is a group of other believers. You don't need 100. You only need 5 or 6. But it's a group of other believers who are committed to you. The Bible says this in 1 Peter 3:8. You should be like one big family, full of sympathy toward each other. Now, when you get in the hospital, you don't want the whole church to visit you. In fact, it'd be kind of bad if all of us came. But it would be nice to have 4 or 5 come see you and say, we're praying for you. I'll never forget, there was a guy who came to this church for 7 years. He used to sit up in the bleachers. And he came for 7 years, never got involved in anything, never joined a small group, just came to worship and left. Never even met anybody in the church. I'm the only person he ever knew. Never made any friends in the family. One day he had a heart attack and he got in the hospital, and then he got an infection and he was in for 2 weeks. And I was out traveling around speaking somewhere. I didn't even hear about it till I got back. And when he got out of the hospital, he came to the church and he said, I'm leaving the church. I said, why? He said, because it's unfriendly. Nobody visited me in the hospital. I said, I'm sorry. I've told you many times that I could not make it in life without my small group. 8 other people, plus my wife and I, in our small group. This last year, we've gone through practically every kind of family or personal crisis you could imagine. And we've been there to wait for each other and to wait with each other and to weep with each other when we needed support. See, here's God's plan. 1 Corinthians 12. If one member suffers, all suffer together. You know, I read recently about a guy who died at home in his bed and nobody discovered it for 2 years. I thought, how tragic that a guy was not even missed for 2 years. Can you imagine the despair in that man's heart as he was dying in bed? Nobody should ever die alone. Nobody should ever have to go through that kind of despair. Would you write this down? Community is God's answer to despair. Community is God's answer to despair. Romans 12:15 says, be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. We do that in a group. Somebody has a good thing, a promotion, a celebration, a graduation. We party. We have a good time. We have fun. Somebody has a tough time, we weep with them. By the way, you know, a lot of times in groups, small groups, people don't know how to deal with tears. You'll be in a small group together and someone starts crying. A little tear comes down the cheek. Let me give you a little tip. A tear is always a sign it's time to stop and pray. That's what you do. Whenever there is a tear, it's time to stop and pray. And so you say, well, let's just stop right now and let's pray for Mary. She just got this news from her sister. So let's stop and pray for her right now. Let's stop and pray for Bob right now. He has given 22 years of his life to this corporation and they just laid him off with 1 week's notice. And he's pretty devastated. Let's pray for Tom right now. That is the sign to do. Now, you don't have to fix anybody's problem in a small group. They don't want you to fix it. They just want you to sympathize. When you're going through a crisis, you don't want advice. You just want somebody to be there. You just sit there with them, silent. Hold their hand. Put an arm around the shoulder. Cry with them. Be there with them. In fact, usually it's when we start talking, we get in trouble. We get the stupid advice and stuff like that. No, just be there. Just be there. Sit there with them. And sometimes you sit in silence. I need others to witness with me. And what I mean by that, you have a life message that God wants you to share with the world. It's part of your mission. And there's great power in group witness. God never meant for you to do your mission alone. God would never send a soldier out by himself. No, he says we go out together. And it's very impressive. Now, what is the way you witness best to people who don't know the love of God? How do you witness best to them? I'll surprise you. God says it's by loving others in the family of God. Look at what Jesus said. John 13. Your love for one another, not for me, he says, not for God, not for Jesus. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. What impresses the community the most? When Christians, believers, love each other. You see, the one thing that proves to the world that you're in the family of God, that you've stepped across the line, that you're headed for heaven, is that you love other people in the family of God. And if you do not love other people in the family of God, you've got every reason to doubt, am I in it? Because that's one of the things. When you're truly in God's family, you start loving others in God's family. And that's what impresses the community. You see how they love. That's what we want Saddleback to be known for. What impresses them is not our size, not our buildings, not our sermons, not our music, but hey, that's the place where you get loved. That's where they love you. That's where it's okay for a guy to stand up and go, I got a sex addiction. That's the place where it's okay for a guy or a woman to stand up and say, I just lost my husband. He walked out on me. That's the place where you're not perfect, but they love you still. That's what we want to be known for. 2 Timothy 1:7 says this, the Holy Spirit doesn't want you to be afraid of people, but to be wise and strong and to love them and to enjoy being with them. I mean, it's really funny. Mary Lynn told me the other day, I heard about this lady she invited to church. And she said, I want you to come to 40 days of community with me each week for the next 6 weeks. She said, what's that? She said, we're going to learn about relationships. Why do they go bad? How do you make them better? How do you improve them? It's all about love. Because, oh, now it makes sense. 40 days of community. She said, there's this nicest man on our street. And he put up a 40 days of community service. She said, I thought he got in trouble with the law. She said, I thought he broke a law and the judge sentenced him to 40 days of community service. So if you don't tell people where you got to sign up, they're going to think you're a drug dealer. I love you guys. I've often asked you this question. Is anybody going to be in heaven because of you? I've often asked it. Is anybody going to be in heaven because of you? And the last verse, Philippians 1:27 says, you are working together and struggling side by side to get others to believe the good news. We need other believers to walk with us, to work with us, to watch over us, to weep with us and wait with us when we need to be waited on, and to witness with us. Now, I want you to say this. I really need a group. Okay, it wasn't that hard, was it? That is your declaration of interdependence.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. And more than 180,000 people are following the Daniel Plan to lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Thanks for listening today. You know, honestly, I never paid much attention to my health until I had a little epiphany a few years back when I baptized over 800 people in a single day by immersion. Now, looking at myself and everybody that I was baptizing, it was real clear that we all needed to get healthy. So I put together a team of nationally known doctors to help me develop a program for our church. I called it the Daniel Plan, based on the passage in the book of Daniel, where Daniel has a contest with King Nebuchadnezzar on who can be the healthiest. The Daniel Plan is centered on five essentials that will help you become healthier: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. There are a lot of diet plans out there that deal with food and fitness, but the secret sauce in the Daniel Plan is focus, learning to have your mind renewed, friends, learning to grow in community, and faith, trusting God's power rather than willpower. You know, we found that when individuals addressed health issues in each of these key areas, they are transformed. In fact, in the first year of the Daniel Plan, over 15,000 people from 190 countries participated, and the results were life-changing. In fact, our own church, Saddleback Church, lost over a quarter of a million pounds in 1 year. Can you imagine that? What did it do for our church? It increased our energy. We started sleeping better. It reduced our need for medication. The whole church was healthier. Now, the Daniel Plan has recently been released in a book format, and I want you to have a copy of this book today so you can start getting healthier now. And I'll send you a hardcover copy of the Daniel Plan book as a very special thank you for your gift to this ministry. When you give financially to support Daily Hope Ministries, I want to send you this book. It's hot off the press, called The Daniel Plan. You know that Daily Hope is a 100% listener-supported ministry. Thank you for your support. It allows me to continue to share these teachings with people who haven't heard the gospel and are hearing it some for the very first time.
Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 right now. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering giving to help support this ministry. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope Ministry and your generous financial support.